This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
We're nothing in ourselves, but we're everything in Christ. I can do nothing without Him, but I can do anything that He wants me to do through Him. Come on now. I can't do it without Him, but I can do whatever I need to do through Him. Can I tell you that you are stronger than you think you are? Get the words "I can't" out of your repertoire of words that you use. And don't be going around saying it's too hard, I can't. You can do whatever you need to do in this life if you lean on Christ and trust Him to help you. Amen. Amen. You can be in a very, very difficult situation and you can be there with a smile on your face and you can be there and be a blessing to other people while you are hurting yourself. I think I'm gonna say that again. Because see, sometimes we just think if we're in a difficult situation, then the whole world has to stop until our problem gets solved. And that's just not true. While you're hurting, God will use you to help somebody else if you'll let Him. And that's one of the quickest ways to receive your own healing. While you're hurting, you can be in a very difficult situation and you can be there with a smile on your face and a good attitude. And while you're waiting for your breakthrough, you can and should be a blessing to other people. Somebody say amen. Amen. In Ephesians 3:12, the Apostle Paul said, because of our faith in Him, we dare to have the boldness, the courage, and the confidence of free access, an unreserved approach to God with freedom and without fear. Now here's Paul who says, I'm the chief of all sinners, but yet he's also saying, in Christ, because of knowing who we are in Him, we can have boldness and access to the throne of God to go boldly before the throne and ask God for radical things in our life that we don't deserve and probably shouldn't have, but we can ask Him because He's good. Maybe some of you are not asking for enough. I'll tell them you didn't like it. Maybe some of you are not asking for enough. You know, several years ago, I got this urge one day, and I believe we get Holy Ghost urges. Amen. Don't push those down. If it's a fleshly urge, push it down. But if it's a Holy Ghost urge, let it come up. Let it come out. And as I was praying one day, I got this urge to pray that God would let me teach the word to every human being on the planet. Now, just hang on. My mind said, that is crazy. Nobody can do that. And then the devil said, and who do you think you are? The enemy does not want you to pray bold prayers. You ought to pray something so big that you're not even sure God can answer it. And I guess that's kind of the way I felt about that day. God, I want to teach the word to every person on the planet. Well, we're not getting them all yet, but there's a whole bunch. Our program is translated into 85 different languages now. Translated. I don't know how in the world God does it. This is what I do, and He gives us all these wonderful people that make all this other stuff happen, and all these wonderful ministry partners around the world, even like other ministries who partner with us in getting these translations and making these things happen. It's important for people to hear the gospel of Christ in their own language. Even if English is a second language for them, they need it in their own language because they can relax and receive it that way. So we're on television across the Middle East, Africa, India, Asia, Mongolia, I mean places that I wouldn't even know how to get to. And the word works in people's lives no matter what language they speak or what culture that they're from. Everybody needs Jesus. So through the internet, through satellites, through television, through radio, through printed material, through books, the gospel is available to pretty much the whole entire planet now. And I'm not foolish enough to think that they're all watching me every day. I'm not that full of myself. But I would, let me tell you one thing. I would rather pray big prayers and get part of it than to pray little prayers and get all of it.
You know, our prayer every day at Joyce Meyer Ministries and Hand of Hope, and it's probably your prayer too, is for God to give us more opportunities to share His gospel of love every day with people all over the world. And of course, for us to be ready when the time comes to walk through those doors. Well, those prayers are being answered in beautiful ways. And here in Budapest, Hungary, and throughout Eastern Europe, we are seeing some amazing things. We have some beautiful testimonies to share with you because you are a big part of everything that's happening right here. One of the major initiatives of Hand of Hope is to spread the word of Christ all over the world. And we're in Budapest today. This part of the world, the Eastern European countries, have had some very specific challenges throughout history.
You know, this part of the world's been fought over, you know, as long as, you know, we know recorded history. And so you just have every influence under the sun from, you know, atheism to communism to right. religious history that becomes so religious that it's irrelevant. And so that's why... That's what we love to bring, is because I guess we feel like in many ways, for the first time, we're able to really push people towards the relationship with Jesus.
Well, Hungary is an amazing place. We've been living here since 1997, and historically it was a Catholic nation, then communism came in, and now a lot of the people are agnostic or atheism.
Now, since socialism or communism fell, they put the mask of religion with traditions and everything. And they think, yeah, I have my religion, so that's what I need. When you scratch that surface, that mask, you find that actually they don't believe God. They don't read the Bible. They are not born again. They don't know who Jesus or Holy Spirit is.
You know, the Polish people are kind of very sincere, and they kind of love God in a sense. Basically, the thing is that they don't understand kind of things because they've been brought by the culture, and they believe they are Christians. They don't experience God, but they think that this is supposed to be like that. Yeah,
Italy is a very peculiar country, especially spiritually speaking. They talk about doctrine a lot, which is fine, it's great, but the practical thing, the everyday thing, all these things lacked, basically.
The Orthodox, the big majority of the people, they have a form of religion, not a way to believe day by day the Christian life. Even in evangelical churches, the evangelical churches, Baptist, Pentecostal, Brethren, they was under the big pressure and oppression and persecution during the communist time. The main hope, the main goal was to survive.
In our country, it is there is more darkness than the light, you know. We have young people without a future. We have also many abortions and many suicides. And it is really necessary to bring Jesus, to bring light into every home, you know.
You know, everybody will talk about God and they want to know about God, but they don't know how God fits in their life.
I think that everybody, the non-Christians and the so-called Christians, they need strong, healthy teachings.
It's interesting because, you know, it was about 10, 11, 12 years ago we started working here, and we weren't doing anything in this region in local languages. And now we really have something in almost every language in Eastern Europe. And we're on television in all but one. And we're working hard on that. And books we would have in every major language in all of Eastern Europe. And so that's been really cool to see how our friends and partners have helped us to be able to go into an area where literally we were not doing anything.
Right.
And then now 10, 12 years later, we can sit back and celebrate the fact that, you know, we're have able to sow seed in each one of those languages in some way.
So as people are watching Joyce's program, Enjoying Everyday Life, you see them connecting, you see them understanding God's word as she shares it?
Yeah, definitely, because, I mean, like EL is like a trigger in many cases. I mean, because the response was so enormous in Poland, you know. I tell you, I was shocked.
Joyce Meyer, the Enjoying Everyday Life television program is just changing so many of these countries. And so, because it reached so many different homes through the not only the television, but people watching it online and things like that, and all their different languages. And we've seen Enjoying Everyday Life spoken in 11 different languages here in Eastern Europe. And so it's so neat when people turn on the television, for example, in Slovenia, and they hear Joyce Meyer speak in Slovenian, or in Bulgaria, they see her speak in Bulgarian. So
it's personal. It connects.
It's very personal.
And they understand.
And it's just like she's speaking to them.
Italians need this. They need it. I have to do something about it. So I started
contacting.
And
they need it in their language.
Absolutely. Yes, because not many Italians speak English.
At least always the half of the Hungarian population had the chance to see it because it is in 1.5 million households and also now more and more spread on the internet as well.
It's important that we don't use your real name. We're using a different name for you today. You're not able to show your face. Tell us why that is.
From the beginning, when we wanted to start work in Kosovo and to broadcast Christian programs, we have faced opposition from the Muslim community. Even the television, the secular television station where we are broadcasting, they have received certain threats.
So there are some security issues for
yes.
you.
Yes. Enjoying Everyday Life was the first television program that was ever aired in a secular TV station in Kosovo. And the first moment, as we brought it on the air, we thought that let's see if we will receive any response. But actually, from the first days, the response was overwhelming. And we would receive many emails and many phone calls about people who had been touched by the message, who were watching a totally different thing and who were starting to deal with issues in their life.
I'm so thankful to God for the privilege of having Enjoying Everyday Life program in Macedonia, and especially being translated so that our people, our nation, people living in Macedonia are able to hear it and understand. Why? Because it's so practical, it's so biblical based, and it's simple truth for everyday life. I mean, I know how much it changed my life.
Because of the war, many people have faced trauma, many women have faced abuse, been raped, but they never had a chance to deal with all these issues. So kind of hearing this message of hope and of the fact that you can have a new life in Christ and God can make you whole again, I think gave to many people and is still giving them hope.
She really can connect, our women can really connect with her, and they open their hearts and they can see how to build a strong relationship with Jesus and how to grow in faith.
God is doing important thing, and Joyce Meyer, from the reaction that we have, it's a part of the restoration process that God is doing in Romania.
Kosovo needs the light of Jesus, and there is no other way. And television and media can go where no man can go and enter in the houses of the people and take on their hearts.
God is pushing Christian to think out of the box. And Joyce Meyer is a part of this extended works in Romania.
We want to saturate this part of all of Eastern Europe with the gospel. And Hand of Hope and Joyce Meyer Ministries are helping to do this through the books and the television and the different forms of ministry. We want everybody to know that Jesus is real.
You know, right now I'm sitting at a lunch table in Thailand where we've been feeding children. You know, I learned a long time ago that we don't want to just preach the gospel, we want to show people the love of Jesus. We're here today trying to make people's lives better. And when I say we're here, I'm talking about all of us, and that especially includes those of you who support the ministry. Now, if you're not a partner with us, you can be involved in works like this through simple, regular giving to Joyce Meyer Ministries. We're asking you to help us by deciding to become a partner. Pray about it. Make sure it's what you believe God wants you to do. Then take action so we can help lots more hurting people.
Become a partner today, and as a thank you to anyone signing up for convenient automatic giving for the first time, we'd like to send you Joyce's book, Unshakable Trust. Contact us right now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
Tell me some of the results that you are seeing now that the teaching is coming into Italy.
Over the years, I've received feedback and responses and emails, and they're saying she's teaching things that nobody has ever taught me, either in church or outside the church.
It was this boy, you know, something like 14 or 13. He got, you know, like in touch with the program. And he called us and he asked if he could get a DVD or whatever, because he wanted to show the movie to his mom and father. Mm. You know, the family had some kind of problems and he wanted to show them the program. So another situation, you know, young generation. That's why I'm so amazed at Joyce Meyer, because she speaks to people at the age of 50, 40, and now teenager. So that's incredible.
Joyce came to Central Europe, in Eastern Europe, in 2011. She went to Warsaw, Poland, Tirana, Albania, which is 76% Muslim, and Sofia, Bulgaria, and did meetings in all these countries. And I remember in Bulgaria, a 67-year-old lady came up to me before the meeting. There were 7,000 people there, and with tears in her eyes, she had read Battlefield of the Mind in Bulgarian. And it changed her life. And now she was getting to see Joyce in person. And I remember seeing her sit on the front row of the meeting there in Sofia. And I could see the tears. And she was speaking directly to that 67-year-old lady. She wasn't speaking to all of them. She was speaking to that lady. Somehow she connects with people.
There was this guy calling us from a high security prison in Kosovo. He told us that he watched Enjoying Everyday Life on television, and that he was so curious to read the book of Joyce Meyer. So he asked us to bring him a book. What was special about this story was that earlier on, we had tried to go on the prisons in Kosovo and give out some literature, Bible or other Christian books, but that was impossible. And we were told from the guards that only if a prisoner would ask Christian literature, then you can bring it in. This guy was in jail because he had been fighting in Syria with ISIS, with several other people. And he came back to Kosovo to train other people, but then got caught from the police and now was in jail, and he's still in jail. Through him, he, first of all, has found peace, and we believe that God is working in his life, and now the books as well are...
So you're saying he was a member of ISIS?
Yes, he was a fighter.
And began to see Joyce's program...
On television.
And the Word of God changed his life. Wow. And he then, because he requested help in literature, did that open the door for you to bring it into other people as well?
Yes, because we brought many books then to the prison. So now we don't know what God is doing in that high security prison, but we know that something good is happening.
That's astounding. What is a prayer point for this part of the world, for our friends and partners? What can they pray about here?
Open doors. Even though we're on a lot of television, it's nothing like what we would like to be on. There's all kinds of greater amount of people we could reach if we get on better TV, better options there. Just really good people to work with on the ground. We have a lot of great people, but a lot of them, you know, they're doing other things. They have their own ministries. And so, you know, with technology changing as fast as it is, you know, you need people that are experts in social media and experts in just everything that's changing so fast.
A lot of opportunities that weren't here just a few years ago, so it's hard to tell what will come up in another 5, 10 years.
Absolutely.
Our prayer is that we get on the major television stations in all these countries, and the people that get touched by that. It's not just another program. It's something they look forward to. It's something they tell their friends about, and they tell their neighbors about. And so we use that as just another tool of reaching this part of Central and Eastern Europe.
The Bible speaks of reaching the generation of the people. You know, God has assigned us in this time to reach our own people group in this time. So it is up to us. We cannot wait until the next generation to reach them, because this generation has the chance in this time. So my prayer is that the gospel gets to the people. The gospel is the power of God for salvation. And people will not believe, will not come to faith unless they hear. So this is a great tool that God is using to reach the people.
My real dream to let God's people be educated, you know, grow up as matured Christian, and Joyce Mary gives the tools for it for us. So it's amazing, really.
I see many people saying that this is a different message that Kosovo needs today, and I hear this even from people that don't know anything about Christianity. So I just can see that they need hope and they need a future. And my desire is that they will come to embrace the love of God, and they will know Christ, and will know that He is the author of life, and He is the only one that can give them what they need, and is the only one that can change that country.
Without, I mean, I guess those two teams of your part and our part, I mean, we wouldn't be able to do certain things. So I mean, it's a kind of mutual thing, you know. I'm so happy for that, because sometimes I can reach this or that person, but other people are out of reach. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not the person to talk to them. Yeah, they would never listen to me. But somebody else comes and reaches those people. And what happens, just like Joyce Meyer came to Poland for the conference, I mean, several key people were saved at that time that now do some Christian production,
wow.
Television production. So that's something that, you know, kind of, it's just amazing when I think about it, you know.
Yeah.
It's been like a couple of years we worked together, and I see that, well, so many things we wouldn't have expected to happen just because of this particular connection, you know?
So who knows what God has in the future? Could be
who
quite
knows?
Amazing.
Who knows? We are kind of, you know, looking forward to this.
Yeah. You and your family are Americans. God has called you to be missionaries in this part of the world. But there are many other people who are right in their home watching right now, and God is calling them to help also, but they maybe can't pick up their family and move. But they're still part of all of this ministry together through their prayers and through their partnership with Joyce Meyer Ministries. How would you encourage them? You're seeing it firsthand. Is what they are doing making a difference?
It is making such a difference, because without what they do, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. That lady in Bulgaria, the television station in Slovenia, we have personally been partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries since 1991. And it's we see the fruit, and that's why we believe in it.
Without Joyce preaching and without help of those supporters, partners, will not be able to bring messages of Joyce or books, Joyce's books, which is life transforming for someone who need desperately to hear the message of hope in Jesus Christ. It will not be possible. So this should be actually an encouragement to all those who are doing it. Yes, you have equal part or maybe bigger part shares in heaven of all what we do here. So we all are partners together. God bless them as well to rejoice with us.
They are really close to our hearts, even though we don't know them. But we do believe that one day in heaven we will all meet together, you know.
The gospel has to go to the people in many, many different ways. And this will not be possible if people will not be faithful in giving and in believing in the seed. You know, the seed goes underneath the ground, and you do not know what's going to happen. You just have faith that in the right season, it's going to come up. And then with the right care, it's going to produce fruit. And a lot of people are casting the seed around from, you know, from around the world through this ministry, through many other different ministries. And they will not know the results and the fruit until they are in heaven, but they need to be confident and they need to pray, because it's not up to them, but it's up to God, how God will bring fruit to the, you know, to the sowing that they do.
They have no clue, really, how big their part is. Without them, this could not be possible.
When we're in those homes on television, it's because of them. When we're able to give a book, A New Way of Living, or Battlefield of the Mind, or Get Your Hopes Up, and give it to, that's how they're touching, because we give those books away for free. They can't afford them, or they don't, wouldn't necessarily, but when they read those books, it's because people are giving in the United States and other parts of the world to help put those materials in their hands. We wouldn't be able to be on television in different languages here in Central, Eastern Europe if it wasn't for them. We wouldn't be able to give away those books if it wasn't for them.
So we can all be missionaries.
And we all are missionaries, yeah.
Well, I believe that sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with people that are needy is absolutely the best thing that we can possibly do. I believe it puts a smile on God's face, and I love to help people. And you know, that's what we're about here at Joyce Meyer Ministries, is spreading the gospel. And you can help us do that through your partnership. Would you please prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Joyce Meyer Ministries and helping us spread the gospel to literally millions and millions of people all over the world. Thank you, and God bless you.
Did you know that your partnership with Joyce Meyer Ministries takes you to some of the most remote places on the earth? We are in Tanzania, and you can see how dry it is here. Well, you sent us here to dig a well. Alongside that well, you helped us build a school. And beside that school, you helped us build a church. It is so exciting to see what God is doing here, and we need you to know what a big part of it you are. So join us. All you need to do is go to our website, joycemeyer.org, and make a commitment that you will stand with us on a regular basis. So don't wait. Pick up the phone right now and come along with us.
Become a partner today, and as a thank you to anyone signing up for convenient automatic giving for the first time, we'd like to send you Joyce's book, Unshakable Trust. Contact us right now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. For more information, visit joycemeyer.org. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.